The whole union of Nedarim in this week's parasha, the smichas of Nedarim, the whole parasha Nedarim, and Rashi says, lach le kovod in the seam. And then take the Lakuta Torah or the Kuta Lachos one. First Rashi says, Rashi Amata is Chala Kovod Nesiim, Lelamdam Tchila. Chakach Lachod Yisrael. But the Maestro Rashi says, for all the Dibras came. Why Dafka Ben Adorim to teach us that Forest and Dorim is Beyochad Mumcha? Why Taka Forest and Dorim is Beyochad Mumcha? Rashi explains, Kiru, why is Heitzei Rashi Amata to teach you the Halacha that the Rashi Amata is a Taka intrinsically linked to the Inyan and Adorim because a Yochad Mumcha can be made for an Eda. Why Taka? What's the vote of Yochad Mumcha can be made for an Eda? What's the whole Yisrael? And why after the whole parasha of Pinchas with the whole Midian? Straight after the Nadarim, the Koim Nikas Bnei Yisrael Mezam Midyanim. What's the Shaykhis? Matis Masim. The Moedaki Yisod. One of the, a lot of things, there was a big transition between living in the Midbar and going into Eretz Yisrael. Right? It was a big Ma'avar for Klal Yisrael. A lot of Inyanim. One of the Inyanim that comes out over here, with Nagia to us over here, one of the Inyanim is the Inyanim of that when they were in the Midbar, is the Ribono Shel Olam was leading them. Right? You had the mamish navigation. You had the Onon when it rested to stop, when it goes weiter to go weiter. You have the Amuda Amuda Eish and Amuda Onon. The mamish a complete navigation. In other words, we were being led. We were being led by the Ribono Shel Olam. Masha'enkein, by coming into Klal Yisrael, coming into Eretz Yisrael was a different mahalach. Coming into Klal Yisrael meant that, coming to Eretz Yisrael, I mean, meant that from now on, Klal Yisrael is leading. Wasn't that we were being led anymore like in the Midbar, but it was that Klal Yisrael is, now it's all up to us. Ki'ilu b'chira, now everything works with b'chira. Now we are the manhigim ki'ilu. Kaviyochel at kedei kach that we are the manhigim of HaKadosh. Kaviyochel, what does it mean we are the manhigim of HaKadosh Baruch? It's a more indicative yisod that wherever we go, we pull the Ribono Shel Olam with us. We're leading the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's the mefurish of its apostle and it's Rashi. Talks about the Orem Miklat. Hello? By the parish of the Orem Miklat. The Tzicha, the Goyladom, the Ganze Geschäft. And the pasuk says at the end of that, "Veloisatame." It's in Perik Lamed Hey, pasuk Lamed Dalit. "Veloisatame Saoretz, Asher Tam Yoshvim Bo, Asher Ani Shoychem Besoicha, Ki Ani Hashem Shoychem Besoich Bnei Yisrael." So Rashi says, "Asher Ani Shoychem Besoicha, Shleit Hashkinu Oisi Betumasa." Ribono Shel Olam is telling us, "Don't bring me into your tumah. Shleit Hashkinu Oisi Betumasa, Ki Ani Hashem Shoychem Bnei Yisrael, Af Bezman Sheim Tumeim Shchina Bnei." What's the Ribono Shel Olam saying? What's the Ribono Shel Olam saying over here? Ribono Shel Olam saying, I'm already gazah. Like all the things he says. Ribono Shel Olam saying, I'm already ki yisod. Pashup Shati is a chizuk for us. Ani Hashem Shoich Nitom. But it's not really in the context over here. You know, such a type of posuki, Ani Hashem Shoich Nitom. It's like Ribono Shel Olam told Yaakov, you know, Anochi Eridim Chametzraimo, Anochi Elcha Gam Ola, I'm coming down with you. Ima Anochi Betzora, right? That type of sprach. Here we're not talking about that. Here the pasuk is warning us: Let tachnifus aoretz ki adomu yachnif laoretz leichupa b'dama shvera pasuk ki b'dama shoychem lesetamei hesaoretz asher tamiu ki asher ani shoychem besoicha ki ane Hashem shoychem besoichem nefi v'kim tesarayin over here. It's a pel de kazach. What's the vote? The vote is, this is talking to us in the Midbar, coming into Eretz Yisrael. Coming to Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Shalom, you're leading me. Don't take me to all those places. In the Midbar, I'm leading you, so I'm taking you where you have to go. You can rely on me. When going into Eretz Yisrael, you're leading me. You're Shoylet on the Shechina Kedosha. We know Eretz Yisrael is the Shechina Kedosha. Eretz Yisrael is Malchus, Shechina Kedosha. And then Eretz Yisrael, we're the leaders. So Rabbi Shalom is saying, Timech HaToiva, don't take me where I don't want to be. Ki ani Hashem, Hashem, I'm wherever you take me, that's where I am. And therefore, Rabbi Shalom is telling us over here, we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, don't drag me down into all these places, because then Tashkino Isi B'Tomosa. Af Bizman Shem Tmeim Shechina B'Neim means that you have to know that Bizman Shatim, Bizman that you're Tmeim, you're schlepping the Shechina down into that Tumah. We're leading the Shechina, we're the navigators now. And the Shechina is behind us, and we're dragging the Shechina wherever we go. That's what the Pasuk is saying over here. It's a Moed de Ketifa Yisod. It's the opposite of the Midbar. The Midbar, we talk it, we relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it was time to stop, when time to travel. In Eretz Yisrael, we have to be careful, because the Shechina HaKadosh is following us, and we're leading the Shechina HaKadosh. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, Perek Ches, Dibba LaMelech Shultain, that Shultan is bedibur. Dabel amelach Shultan. Shultan is bekoyach adibur. The koyach adibur is the koyach shlita. So here, erev going into Eretz Yisrael, right? Matas Masay is mamish the end, right? The end. Kilu el advarim is like a chazor, whatever. Another whole shmiz. But the ma'isa, this is now how are you dividing up Eretz Yisrael here, Masay, right? These are the parshas into Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling us now you're becoming leaders. Now's the time to give you the parsha nedarim. Dibel HaMelech Shultay. Now you're becoming the Melachim. Now you're becoming Shultim. You're becoming Shultim. You've got to be very, very careful, because now you are the Shulet and you're becoming Balabais of everything. So now you've got to be very careful where you're taking the Shechina. You've got to be very careful where you're leading. Where you're leading everybody. Where you're leading the world. That's the every Yid has to be a Shulet. Every Yid becomes like a Balabais. Every Yid becomes like a Melech. Every Yid becomes like the Bechina of a Melech. And Malchus is Bedibur, and that's also Agdoma, and Moshel to the also Agdoma. We discussed this many times already, that Malchus is Eretz Yisrael, and Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. And what's the whole Vat Torah Shebal Peh, the first Masech, the Brochas? The Rebbeinu Shlom is taking us into now a place which is a Dover Rishus, and where's Shalit? What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this piece of bread? Lechem is Melashon Melchama. And on one hand, you got a Melech, he's called a Melech Zokin Mechsil. The Yetzahara, right? It's a fight between Melachim. We're also a Melech. We're also a Melech. And in the Midbar, there was Mon. There's no Melchomas. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a Melchoma. There's two kings. There's the Yetzahara, but we're also a Tzad. We're also a Melech. We're a Melech. Pulling the Melech Olam with us. So what are you going to do with every piece of bread? It's the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Be'etzim the Torah is Eretz Yisrael, the Bechina of Malchus, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is Torah Shebal Peh. So that Bechina is before we eat something, we have to realize that we have to be Shoilet now in this piece of bread. We have to be Shoilet. Therefore, every time you, which Melech, it's Melchemes Melochim over here. It's Melchemes Melochim over here. And that was the whole Melchomas, the whole Melchomas, the fight coming into Eretz Yisrael, all the Melochim they had to fight with, because it was Taka. It was like a Melchem is Melochim. Now Klal Yisrael became Melochim. Klal Yisrael became Shultim. And that's the sod. It's a Melchoma. We work without Dibur. Kol Kol Yaakov Yidayim Yidayi Yisuf. The Melchoma is the Melchoma. We pull without Dibur. And that's the whole Parsha Nadorim. The whole Parsha Nadorim is you take a Dover Rishus, you take a Dover Gashmi, and you make a Chalois Shem Yisuf on it. It's also Kehektish. In other words, we're in control. We're in control of everything. The whole Indian of a neder is to show that we can take a dover rishus and make it into a tfas of hektish. You have to be matvis it like a korban. And we have to do that, because anything we do which is not the Shem Kedusha, so we're dragging the tumah, we're dragging the shchinah in the tumah. If you make a dover gash, you make a tumat or something. Kol oichal, oichal shulchan. Ain b'neim divrei Torah. It's a shulchan mole, the tziva, tzoya, a key, etc. So that you're dragging. That's exactly where Rachman Atzlan, where a person is pulling the shchina down into. So therefore, we have to realize that we have to be shaylet and we have to become balabos of this world. in order to lead the Shechina into Tahara, not Chas V'Shalom, to lead the Shechina, because we're the leaders, we're the Melachim, we're the Koyach HaPeh, and that's the Koyach HaPeh which was given to us in the Parsha of Nadorim and the Parsha of Matos. So maybe that's why the Parsha of Matos, the Parsha of Nadorim, has to do with Nesim. Mikam Chol HaKovad LeNesim. The Nesim is the Nosi. Nosi is a Melech. In Hoiris, the Nosi Shein Al Gabov El Hashem Alekov. Nosi is a Melech. So Chol HaKovad LeNesim. When you're giving a dividend, you're giving a Malchastik a Mitzvah, you're giving a Malchastik a Mitzvah, so then you're Chol HaKovad LeNesim. Every Yid has to look at the Nesim and has to realize that every Yid is a Bechinasi. It's a Nesim Dik a Mitzvah. It's a Malchastik a Mitzvah. So therefore, the Melochim of Klal Yisrael, they're the ones who are Shoilet. They're the ones who are Shoilet in the Mitzvah. Maybe that we can understand the whole plan of Bilam, Amoridika Tuchnit of Bilam, why he was Mafke there. He wanted to be Mafke, the Bnei Yisrael, to the Bnei Smoyav and to Baal Pa'or. When we discuss Ruchaim Shulevitz, it's all his whole Mahalach and Baal Pa'or is that it's a complete Hefka. There's no, you don't have to be Shailuk in it. Let's just let go. That was the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or. That's why I interacted with the Bnei Smoyav, with Nus. Just let go, Hefka. Be Hefka. There's no Gedorim. Just be Hefka completely. That's the sod of the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or. Because coming into Klal Yisrael had to learn how to be shoilet on the matzav. Had to learn how to be shoilet him. And Bilam and the Bnei Smoyav, their plan, the whole plan of Bilam was to make them into hefkedik dimension. Faket melas tzacharup, kilo mafkas. We don't. It's all hefka. Hefka is the opposite of shlita. When there's a melech, there's no hefka. El mole malchus is the pasuk ishes reichaim beloy hefka when there's no malchus. And here Klal Yisrael were becoming melochim. So Bilam Arosha, he tried to be magbir the hefka of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should do pa'ulas which are hepech hashlita, hepech of being shoilet on the matzav. And that's the bechina of hefka. Hefka is a very bad thing unless the hefka is part of the bechina of malchus. And that's what's called hefka bezdin hefka. Coming from the Malchus, if it's coming from Tzaden, it's a Hefka Shebekedusha. But the Hefka of the Bnei Zmoyov was the opposite of Malchus. Faket, just lost Zich. That's what the Malchus of Klippa represents. And Bolach, who was the Melech Moyov, he gave the Bnei Zmoyov, he was Mafke the Bnei Zmoyov. The whole inin of a Melech is Hepecha Hefka, right? The Melech makes order, Hepecha Hefka. And the Melech of Klippa wants to pull us into Hefka. Yetzhar is also Melech Zochim Ksil, and he wants to pull us into Hefka. And we are the Emistik Melochim. And the Emistik Melochim are people who have to be completely Shoyret. And that's the whole sod of a Chet. When a person gets into a Chet, he lost control of himself. Why is the Shoyret a Potter in Mitzvahs? Because he's not in control of himself. If he would only realize that we are Shoyret him, Kaviyachal, even on the Shechinah Gdosh, that we're taking the Shechinah Gdosh everywhere, how can you do a Chet? Must be that you lost control. Must be you nechnas by ruach shtus. You became a hefka person. If a person does tshuva, he becomes a melech again. Shabbos is miloshim tosh. Shabbos is the Rosh Hashanah toshev tshuva, and the Mishnah says in Shabbos, the gabi was soap, the gabi was shemun afaras, whatever soap you use. Kol Yisrael benois melochim heim. Shabbos every year is taka a melech because it goes together with tshuva. Tshuva means that we become again a melech. In other words, that's what tshuva means. When we did an Aveira, we became a Shoiter. We became a person who's Hefka, who's not in control. And now, doing Tshuva means we're becoming a Shoilet again. Becoming a Shoilet again is then we're taking Kaviyachal, the Shechina, we're taking the Rebbein Shalom out of where we dragged him, we're putting him back where he has to be, Kaviyachal. And that's Pshat Gdoyle Tshuva, Shemagas, Ad Kisei HaKovet. Because Kaviyachal, we are Shoilet. So we took the Rebbein Shalom, Chasu Shalom, Alidei Lechet, off the Kisei HaKovet. Gdoyle Tshuva, Shemagas, Ad Kisei HaKovet. We're becoming the Shoilet again, and we're Kaviyachal, we're putting the Rebbein Shalom. Instead of Chas V'Shalom, Shletashkinu Oisi B'Tumoso, putting him back on the place. So that's why there's the smichas of in Masay. Before Hashem talk about the smichas, straight after the Parashat Nedarim, the Koyim Niknas Bnei Yisrael Meisam Midyanim. Because Midyan is Bilam. They try to make us into Hefketik Chevre, Hepecha Malchus. So after we recover the mitzvah of Nedarim, we become Melochim, then we realize when a person is in control of himself, the person is. Chapter Zayid was in control of the Eta. Then he starts realizing how hefka, how mos and how hefka the all in yonah of the Yetzirah. So after we receive that, we realize that we are mamish melachim, and we are shaylat, we are taking the shchina everywhere, kaviyachol shliti, even over the shchina kaviyachol. So then, now we can be noikim mikmas bnei Yisrael leisam midyan. Now beemis want to be, now beemis we want to be noikim against the midyanim. And that's Parshas Maaseh. We're giving Eretz Yisrael. You talk about the Indian of Ritzicha. It's Pratiz a Melech. Melech Peret Geda. You're giving a person a din Melech. Giving a Yidid a Melech. You're a Shoylet. How does a Melech like acting out his Shlita? Ritzicha, right? Dovi Yedua. Right? The king's hobby is always to kill people. Why? Because that's showing Malchus. So they're together. When Eretz Yisrael is being divided out, we're becoming the Sholtim. And then the Rebbe Shalom gives the tzivui against the Inna Ritzicha. Don't chas v'shalom take the shlita to the Ra. Kill the Yetzirah. This yeah. But not Ritzicha, because chas v'shalom, that's mamish matamah. Then you're dragging. Whole reason why I gave you Malchus is the Rebbe Shalom, that Kaviyach, I'm giving you shlita of the Shechina Kedosha. And that's taka mamish, like we said before. When you write out this piece, put this earlier. It's Hashem. That the whole Indian of Maseches Brachos is that pshat is that we have a piece of bread. Now we're the shoylet. Now we're becoming the shoylet. And Taka, what's the chayv of Spirchas Hanenin? Shmaim Shmaim Lashem Oretz Nasan Livnei Odom. We're the shoylet. How the pasuk says Lashem Oretz Nimloya. Kan Koydom Brocha Kan Acha Brocha. What's the Acha Brocha? Oretz Nasan Livnei Odom. We're the shoylet. We're the shoylet. Making a broch on something shows that because that we have shlita on the thing, and therefore that from achting game we have to be very very careful, and that's in Eretz Yisrael, and that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is bechinas Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole sod of the Beis Hamikdash. The whole sod of the Beis Hamikdash is keilu the malchus kaviyochel Hakadosh Baruch Hu's malchus down here, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's malchus down here, and. Down here, Kaviyachal, we're in charge of the Rebbein Shalem's Malchus. And therefore, Chas v'Shalom, if we bring Tumah to the Beis HaMikdash, Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, Diyas Shtayim, Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, so then we're bringing the Rebbein Shalem, we're being Chas v'Shalom, being Metama the Shechina HaKadosha. And that goes against the very Hilchus Shavuos, Nadorim, Shavuos, these parshas. That the person's got to realize that the ikka begam is that we have to realize that whatever tumah we're schlepping along the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into that tumah, and that's the hisrachus that we have to take from bring tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. That nakuda, bring tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, that nakuda is the nakuda of that it's shaykh, because we're so shoylet, it's shaykh rachman tzlan chas v'shalom even to be metame the shechina. That's the ikka richuk that a person. So he has to realize he's a shoylet. He has to realize the goydel zehiras, that because we're a shoylet, how we have to be marchik tuma mimachaneinu, because it's really where the Rebbein Shalom is, really where Chas v'Shalom we're taking the Rebbein Shalom into. So that's the ending. That we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, Mamish becoming Shultim. We are leading the way. Every Yid has to know in his own life as well. He has to be a Melech, and he has to lead the way. He has to lead the Yitzhahara is fighting with him, and he has to be a Melech. That's going to lead the way to be Leuchem al Chomas. That's the Ikka, that's the Gemara of Leunim. So the person has to be Margiz Adam Yitzhahara, Yitzhahara. It's Gemara and Brochus, beginning of Brochus. So that's the meaning of Shlita. We have to be angry, we have to be loichim, we have to wage wars, just like the Malachim, you know, they wage war. Malachim wage war, so too we also, the Argus Adam, Lashon Melchoma, Lashon Kas, we have to make a Brogus, we have to make a Melchoma with the Yetzirah, we have to realize that we are kings fighting. We should look at the journals of history, the king's biggest dach was to fight and to be loichim. That's all we have to do. We're kings, and therefore we have to be loichim to spread the inyanim of kedusha and to be megarish the inyan of tumah, to make sure the shechina can rest in a makom tor and the shechina can rest in a makom kodesh. That's the parashas of Matos and Masi. Easy in the midbar. It's talking much easier. It's much easier to be led by the Rebbein Shalom than to lead kaviyach the shechina kodesh. Tshuva is to be mekabel, to become a shaylet. That's tshuva. Chabal to be a shayla. See the old Mitzvah Mikdash, old Mitzvah Mikdash, the whole Mitzvah Mikdash, because Tzidkiyahu was over the Shavuot that he made with the Menuchah Netzah. It was all problems between the Yiddish king and the non-Jewish king. When the Yiddish king was nishpal to the Goyish king, another titan was the other one. He looked for help. It's a Midrash. It's the Yiddish Malchus. Mishtach nishtarayin with the Goyish Malchus. Okay, the Lochem have to come and have to be meshabed themselves to the Bais Midrash. The Malchus for Shalom and our Malchus should be meshubed to the Malchus of the Sitrach. We're melachim. It's the union of melachimus that we have to fight. Melachimus akoyin shema ba'arvis. Shema is doch kabbalas ol melach shemaim. When the koyin comes in and echel, although when it's finished, it's full game, it's full gahar shemesh, the hearers of richuk of tumah. Because the malchus is, malchus teresh bal peh is that we're taking the shechina kadosha with us. Taking the shechina kadosha with us. So you've got to be very careful as the hearers of Tumah. That's how Maseches Brachos begins. We have a koyach of Chumon Atzlom to be metamed. The moedig of koyach that we have. Kiva of Akum ain't a makabal Tumah. They don't have that koyach. The Yid is a koyach to be metamed of Chumon Atzlom to be metamed of the Shechina Kedosha. Al Tashkinu Oisi. Kabal Tekezach, Tumasa. Wherever you schlep me, that's where I'm going to be. It's the Holy Soul of Shabbos. That's the Holy Soul of Shabbos. Shabbos is, who's the Shechina? The Shechina is the Kala. And the Holy Soul is to beautify the Kala. Who knows where we drag the Shechina during the week? Come to Shabbos, we wear nice clothes, and we miyapa ourselves, miyapa the bias. Because the ik is to be miyapa the chadoidi likras kala. The kala is the shechina kadosha. We have to give the shechina kadosha back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu clean. Who knows where we've taken it this week? The Shabbos, when we do tshuva, we have to give back a nice clean shechina kadosha back to the Rebbein Shalem. Because during the week, wherever we went, we took it with us. Might have become dirty. Shabbos, we shower, we clean the house. Shabbos, we clean things. That's to be miyapa the Shechina Kadosh. To take it out of the tumah. Where the gachrayas? Where the tumah? Where he takes the Shechina Kadosh? To eat the shaylat. Yeah. Shema Ramon Shemaitik, we stop holding of Yediyas tumah. Holding of Yediyas tumah on that vote of the Satamu and the Rashi. I don't even know, you tell me if I spoke it out properly, but I'm saying it's what we discussed on Friday about the hair arois, the hair always at the kasha, that the holy Rosh, the holy Yom Kippur, what are we mechaper for? Thomas Mintosh Kedosha, but the ganze kshev, right? People, oh, they steal, they kill, they kill arois, shvichas dom, mafay the zora, achmar and etlon, kimsi Yom Kippur, we need a kapara for all our affairs. And what's the kavod Yom Kippur? To be mechaper Thomas Mintosh? How many people were mechaper the Bissam Mintosh? They went with the sheretz, they forgot. What's the whole zach over here? They forgot.
It's like
the Seer Mishtalech
and everything else.
Yeah, but there's a Aaron's car and a par. And the whole thing is Tumas Mikdash HaGadosha. What's the big zach? How many times do you think this thing happens? You know, the Sheretz finds itself in the Bais Mikdash and the person forgets his Tumah and he eats Vot. I don't know, very rare. What's the Vot? But the Vot is that Tumas Mikdash HaGadosha, that's the Vot. Tumas Mikdash HaGadosha means when we metame the Shechina, that's Tumas Mikdash HaGadosha. The meaning of bringing Tumah into the Bais Mikdash is the Be'etzim, Be'pnimi is every Avera. Every single Avera, that's the Inyan. What's the Inyan by every single Avera? Because we're taking the Shechina with us everywhere. So every Avera is a Tumas Mikdash, a Kadosh. What are we schlepping? What's the Bais HaMikdash? Bais HaMikdash is the Mokum of Asheras HaShechina, that's the Bais HaMikdash. So you're Metamed the Shechina, that's the Tumas Mikdash, a Kadosh. Every Avera is a Tumas Mikdash, a Kadosh. Every Avera. So the Ikar Yom HaKippur, every Avera is we say in the Atoros Nadavah, we say in the Shimon HaRaboisah, Yev Shalafaratam, Ki Rabim Heim. So what's the cloliest of all the affairs that we need a kapara for? Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh.
That's the ikar. It's the tamu al tashkiru oisim b'tomaschem. That's tumas mikdash gedoshim. That the mokem ashuras ashchina. The shchina is shayrin every yid. The yid is len toyer. Every shchina is shayrin every yid. And then the yid does an aver. He's matamad the shchina. Tumas mikdash gedoshim is the klolus of every single aver. That's the ikar kapor of yimak yidurim is tumas mikdash gedoshim. Where you schlep the shchina. The shchina is called the kala. You dirty the kala. Therefore, straight after Yom Kippur, comes the whole thing of sukkahs. What sukkahs? No sukkah. All the mitzvahs of Zekirim Aveyu, Esrog Noah, Luluv Noah, everything is Noah, everything has to be beautiful. Why? Because the sukkah is the Mokam Ashur Sashchina. So we schlep the Rachman Hassanam after we were Machapev at Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov. So now we have to bring out, we clean the Shchina of all the Tumah, and now we have to bring out the Yofi of the Shchina. Sukkahs is bring out the Yofi of the Shchina with a nice sukkah. So hold your soul. If you want to come Friday, then we never that Yisod will never come down. All Averis is Be'etzim B'tumas Mikdash Hakadoshim. Every Averis Be'etzim we brought Tum into the B'tumas Mikdash, because we brought the Ashuras of Shchina, we brought Tamidah Hakadosh of Shchina.
Being Oichel Kachem is the same mistake?
Betuma, you mean?
To Mikdash Hakadosh.
Yeah. Eat kachim betuma. See, matame the kachim. It's one misod. It's both the same avera. You come in and you matame the inside, or you're taking the kachim in. You matame kachim. It's the same thing. You matame kachim. That's the shchina. The whole Indian of achila is a. That's an big yisod. It's not important for the 3 weeks and the 9 days as well. It's my big yisod. And that is that whenever we talk about food, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash kilu. What do we say? Kilu, what's the whole alamichi about? The Yerushalayim, the Hakodesh, the Aleinu, the Soichem, so it's such a shaychus v'achila. Shkoich, the bunch of the cake was gewaltig. This brings that into Beis HaMikdash. And I got to Geshaft. Whenever we talk about Bichas HaMozen, Chalti, V'Savati, V'Rachti, who's Davidman, Rachim Noah, Yisroel, Amach Yishlayim, Tzi, Mishkanka, V'Dacha, Malchus, Beis Dovid, Meshichacha, V'Abayis, HaGodl, V'Kodesh, V'Vnei Yerushalayim, V'Kodesh, Meir, what's it going to do with the cream cake? The Teretz is that the Beis HaMikdash is Mechadosh Yisod, that Achilles Mishulchan Gevoya Kazoch. Everything, even not a mitzvah, everything has to be Beis HaMikdash, everything has to be Mishulchan Gevoya Kazoch. And therefore, when we talk about after we've eaten a meal, what are we missing? Betzem, we're missing eating Mishulchan Gevoya Kazoch. What is our meal in the house? What's the food in the house? And Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kaim, we're eating Basar Kodshim, we're eating Gevaltig, and even when we're eating at home, but Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kaim is the Herzach, the Hargosha, the beginning of Shulchan Gevoya Kazoch. And made it therefore every time we eat, we have to realize that the ikar meal is to say to the Torah at the table, not always in Yonah, because we have to make the meal into a bechinah, to make the meal into a bechinah of Shulchan Gevoya Kazoch. So therefore, after the what are we missing? Say that we ate. Say that. What are we missing? We're missing the Beis HaMikdash. Noichal Nepiria, Zvoya Mituva, Nerechka Leo, Bigdusha V'Tahora. That doing everything with the Tefakev, then we're bringing the Olam Achul in, Tefakev, into the Kedusha. Instead of schlepping the Kedusha, Rachman Tzlan, into the Olam Achul in, which is Tumas Mikdash or Kedoshov, we're dominating. So we want to bear that. That's the whole Indian. I'm dreaming 9 days to make a Fleshy meal. Why? L'gomer Shal Torah, Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah means it's Shulchan Gevoya Kazach. Eat the milchig suda. You eat a suda's mitzvah. Literally, you're eating the Beis HaMikdash. Eating the Beis HaMikdash. Mahapachlol chobim Beis HaMikdash. In the kuda, the alamichya of Bichas HaMozan, the ben tzach to eat in Yerushalayim, the ben tzach to eat. Because that's the opposite of Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh is when you schlep around your shchina into your narish guy. And Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. And the taibas achid and all these other nyon. The hebach from that is when we take faket, we take the oil of machulim. Take the olam achulin, because why? Because the ikar halos and the tzaitzim. In other words, every in yonim of kedusha, the tzaitzim of kedusha. That's all the bechina of the shchina kedusha, which is shoychin and tzaycha oichel. That's the inyan of the shchina kedusha. That's the inyan of the shchina kedusha. The golus. The whole inyan of achila is the halos and the tzaitzim. Cared to bring out the kedusha, to bring out the shchina, to be miyape the shchina. And that's bezman shabizim midrash kaim. So bezman midrash kedusha is the hepach mizlo. Every Aveira is Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. Al Tashkinu Oisi, you're taking me with you. You're taking me with you. Al Tashkinu Oisi with the Master. That's the Kalalas of Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. Plenty of Sukkahs to me, Yapa, to show you the beauty of the Shkinu Oisi. So the mom, always in the years, you learn the Sugyas. It's not Sugyas, it's Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. Even amongst the Koinim, how many times is such a Mikdash HaKadosh? Every affair needs a kapara because you're a mashkin or a bunch of other things. That's the ikka. In the midbar, there's no such thing as in Yanim of Rosh. Of Rosh's Eich, Achid, the man was Halek. Everything was Halek. Everything was Halek. Coming into Eretz Yisrael now is in Yanim of Rosh's. And in Yanim of Rosh's, if a person eats the Shem Taibas of Shabbos, he's dragging the Shekhinah down into the cliff. But there's Taylor, and Tanya says you're dragging it down to the Shalish Klippus Atmeis. You're Matamah. Shalish Klippus Atmeis, you're Matamah. So that's the word. The Parashis. Matis Master, Rav Shlomo, I'm giving you the Dara, I'm giving you that Hoga, and now lead me, says Rav Shlomo. Lead me to the good places. Lead me to the good places.
So that's also the surface beer, why it's in Shuri's answer, because. Yes, why is it
yeah, 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 yeah. So what do we say? That we discussed on Friday, what do we say?
No, we just said no, because not Hagar, but the Deeper, which is Yadbar.
Oh, Shavuos, that's right. Shavuos. Yeah, Shavuos. Yeah, Mamish. That's right, yeah,
Shavuos. Also, the Rebbe has a Homer Halef and the Makas, two stories.
Yeah.
The big Indian is being Madlin and Tzaitis, and how come there? After that, we start Shuas. The whole onion of everything is
That's the whole avoid is the halas and means that it's stuck in the tumma. We've got to take out the netzaitis from where it's akrochig again. That was the originally through the chet of Adam Rishon there was a shviras akelim and everything went down. That's be'etzem. It's all mushrish in there. So what is be'etzem the shirish of all affairs? Well, because as we're talking, what's the shirish of all affairs? That was shviras akelim. Shviras akelim means that the kedusha fell. And it was in the field and the kedusha fell into the clipper. So that's tumas mikdash of kedusha. When the shchina kedusha is stuck, the shchina kedusha is imprisoned in the tumah, in the clippers, in the shalosh clippers of tumas. What is the first avir of all the avirs called? Tumas mikdash of kedusha. In other words, it's tumas mikdash of kedusha. That's the shirish of all avirs. So it's nimshach from there. That the shirish of all avirs, the shalosh clippers of tumas. Is the Indian of being with Tamad the Shechina Kedusha? The whole Avoida of a thing is rescuing, taking the Shechina Kedusha out of its tumah. When you take the Shechina Kedusha out of its tumah, so then you see Be'etzel the Yoifi of the Shechina Kedusha. When it's stuck in the tumah, that's Tumas Mikdash Kedusha. And that's what the fee of the Rebbe said. That's the whole Indian of the Baal Peor. Only look at the Psoilus. Don't look at anything else. Only look at the Psoilus. Be machshav the Psoilus. Meaning that you're leaving all the everything else. You're ignoring the Ikka Avoida. You're just focusing on the Psoilus. But the man, there was no Psoilus. So in the Midbar, didn't have that Avoida. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, there's Oichel, and there's Kibbutz, there's Psoilus, and there's the Pneumius. The Avoidas are Birurim. And the Baal Peor is just stick to the Psoilus. Avoida coming to Eretz Yisrael is Halos in Tzitzin. The Shechina is stuck there. The Shechina is stuck there. Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. The Shechina is stuck there. The Kedusha is stuck there. To be Moitzi the Kedusha, to be Ma'ale the Kedusha. And that Bechinah, that was the whole Tachlis of the Bisa Mikdash. That's the Bechinah of. That's the Bechinah of. Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. That's the Indian of Nachas HaShon being with Tamar. Why did he say that? Sukkos is the whole Masecht of Sukkos. Whole Yom Tov of Sukkos is the Yipui, like we said before. So Taka, the worst pegam was Miriam's builder. What did they do? What they did in the Beis Hamikdash? In the Beis Hamikdash, she went in the Beis Hamikdash. The last Gemara in Sukkah in the Beis Hamikdash again. Nochem and Tamtim to in the Beis Hamikdash. Together of Tumas Mikdash Kedusha. Hold Sukkos is mechape on Tumas Mikdash Kedusha. We take away the Tumah to be miyape in the Shechina, to bring the Shechina out. The Shechina is dach lekala. If you take the Shechina out, to be miyape in the Shechina, don't drag it into the mud. photographer takes the collar, and the mamish after she was meyap herself, he takes her in the winter into a place where she pasha sinks into the mud, and now you're going to take pictures, and now you're going to bring it to the chosin. The sukkahs is faked, where we took the shechina kdoisha, we meyap the shechina kdoisha. So after you're going to throw into the mud, that's what Mirba's building.
It's
a hold the hair. Every Aveir is Tumas Migdash HaKadosh. Every Aveir is Mashkin the Shechin in a bad place. Every Aveir is Mashkin the Shechin in a bad place. Chet of Adam Arishon Shviris HaKelim was Mashkin all in its sights in a bad place. And from there, every Aveir is Nishtalash. From there, so every Aveir is being Mashkin the Shechin in a bad place. Every tikkun is, so one thing, so really every Aveir is Tumas Migdash HaKadosh. Every tikkun aveira has to be to take the shechina out of there. That's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. The sukkahs. That the kippur is mechaper tumas mikdash kedusha. It's much clearer now than it was on Friday. It's good for coming on Friday.